of Jude. Jude has only one chapter. And we will be looking at verse 3. But as said, the emphasis will not be on the often discussed passage, which needs to be discussed even more often, that is, the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We will not be looking on that aspect of the lesson. Instead, we will be looking on the subject which Jude originally had in mind to write about, as stated in the text. Jude was, as he stated, the brother of James, and he was the brother of Jesus Christ. Jude was Mary's son. When Jude contemplated writing to the Christians, his thoughts and his intent was to write of the common salvation. This was his plan. But it seems Jude heard something. Probably the aggressiveness of the false teachers. Probably the success of the false teachers. So he diverted from what he intended to write about, the common salvation. That's what he planned to write about. He decided not to write about the common salvation, but instead to write about the faith that was once delivered. I now will attempt to undertake Jude's original plan to write of the common, to speak about the common salvation. It sounds out of place, for the word common to be used in describing our eternal salvation in Jesus Christ. Our eternal salvation in Christ is everything but common. Why, Brother Mitchell? Our salvation in Jesus Christ is unique. Our salvation in Jesus Christ is precious. Our salvation in Jesus Christ is priceless. Our salvation in Jesus Christ is divine. Our salvation in Jesus Christ is above human ingenuity, human wisdom, and human economical ability. So why common salvation? Because we all know that what God has provided for us in Christ, it is unique. In fact, we need a better word than unique to describe this salvation. So why common? First, the meaning and the use of the word common. not only in the Bible, but also in secular Greek. The word common is taken from the word kainos. When we study Greek in school, when it was introduced to us, it was introduced to us as kaine Greek. What does that mean? It's the Greek that was spoken by the ordinary common person. Kaine. And that is the very word that is used here to describe the salvation in Christ. Kainos. May I? The word is used in the Bible in an ethical or a moral sense, and it is used in a social sense. First, let us look on the ethical or moral sense in which the word is used. It is used meaning unholy. Can you believe it? It is used meaning hallowed. In fact, this is a word in the Septuagint translation of the Hebrew text. This was the word used to describe the priests and their work and animal that was unholy and thing. It is used meaning unhallowed. It is used meaning profane. Look here. In the book of Mark, you don't have to read this. I'm just introducing the lesson now, so we don't have to read these passages. But in the book of Mark 7:2, it is used to describe defile hand. The word defile is the word kainos, common. But here it is translated defile. It is used in the book of Acts 21:28, and it is translated profane. The same word kindness is used in the book of Romans 14:14, and it is translated unclean. The same word kindness is used in the book of Hebrews 10:29, and it is translated unholy. It is used in the book of Revelation 21:27, and it is translated defiled. Now, these are some of the ethical or moral sense in which the word is used. But now, the word is also used in a social sense. Come on. And this is what we are interested in, because this is the sense in which it is used describing the gospel. Notice now. It is used meaning pertaining equally to all. It is used meaning shared. A common thing that is shared. It is used meaning belonging to all. That's why it is common. It is used meaning that which is shared by all. Now, in the what I was pointing out there is the noun. Now, in the verb form of the word, it is used meaning to come into communion or to come into fellowship. Further, in the verb form, it is used meaning to become a sharer. Or a partner. And this is the way it is used by Jude. Pertaining equally. Pertaining equally to all. It is along this social meaning. And the concept of this latter meaning that Jude used the word common to tell us of the nature of our salvation in Jesus Christ. But I still ask the question, why so described? Why so describe the salvation in Christ as being common salvation? My attempt this morning is to give anywhere between 6 to 10, 12 reasons why it is common. Remember the concept, the meaning that it carries in Jude, as in other places, is pertaining equally to all, or shared. That common thing that is shared by all. Our salvation in Jesus Christ is common first because there is but one and the same Savior for all. That's the first reason it is common. That he who has brought salvation to us is one person, Jesus Christ. It is for this reason our salvation is common. Let us hear Acts 4, 10 through 12. Let us hear 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 through 6. Let us hear Hebrews 10, 25 and 26. One Savior, ladies and gentlemen, that Savior is Jesus Christ. So it is in fact common. Let us hear the passage. Acts 4, 10 through 12.
Be it known unto you all.
Be it known unto you all.
And to all the people of Israel.
And to all the people of Israel.
That by the name of Jesus Christ of
Nazareth. By the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Nazareth.
Of Nazareth.
Whom ye crucified.
The same Christ whom you have crucified.
Whom God raised from the dead.
The same Christ. You see, brother Everett, you see, the concept here is the same one that you crucified. Wait, brother Everett, you need to get this. It's not a different one from the one Christ raised from the dead. Read on.
Whom God raised from the dead?
Uh-huh.
Even him doth this man stand here
before you. It is the same person by whose power this man come from the grave. Read, brother.
This is the stone.
This same Christ whom you crucified.
Is the stone.
The same Christ whom God raised from the dead. The same Christ by whom this man is healed.
Is the stone. Which was set at naught.
Which was set at naught by you, builders, the builder.
Which is become the head
the
of
the
corner.
The same Christ has become the head. Neither, are the chief cornerstone.
Neither is there salvation.
Wait. Now he's talking about the subject. Salvation. And it's like Peter said. It's not only that God raised him from the dead. The same one. It's not only the same one you crucified. It's not only the same one by whom this man came from the dead. But I have some news for you, Peter is saying. He said, neither is there
salvation in any other.
Wait, brother. We need to understand that salvation is not in Buddha.
That's right.
There's no salvation in Muhammad. They found out the Mormon church name. There's no salvation in Joseph Smith or Ellen G. White. Salvation is in one person. Jesus Christ. And it means that any man or any woman going to be saved, every one of us must turn to that one Savior.
Amen.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
For there is none other name.
But there is none other name. I wish
heaven.
I had time to comment on the name, brother. But we have so much to cover today. There is none other name given under
heaven.
Heaven.
Whereby
wait. Those among us who are visiting, we are so glad to have you. We beg that you learn right here that you can never be saved in the name of Baptist, Methodist.
That's right.
You understand? The moment you push Christ's name one side and begin to identify yourself religiously or spiritually by those names, you are in problem.
Amen.
Why? It's one Savior. That's why it is a common salvation. And there is no other name given under
heaven
whereby men must be saved. Is that right? That was the passage in Acts. Let me hear 1 Timothy 2, 5 through 6. And Hebrews 10, 25 through 26.
For there is one God.
There is one God.
And one mediator between God
How
and
many?
Man. One God. One.
Brother Fisher, that's common. I mean, that's why our salvation is common.
Amen.
You don't have 2, 3, 4 persons. You better don't go and pray to Mary.
Amen.
That's right. Because Jesus Christ is the only person through whom we can get to God. Bible says there is one mediator.
Between God and men.
Between God and man.
The man Christ Jesus.
You know, I'm glad he mentioned who it is. Or else somebody may think it is Mary or Carl, Michelle or Fabian Webb. It is not any of us. Is that right? Turn to the book of Hebrews.
What? Who gave himself a ransom for all
mm-hmm.
to be testified in due time.
Read on.
That's the end of 6.
Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 25, I think, through 26.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Brother Webb, the Christian didn't hear that. You're not going to read it again?
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
And members who are absent today should be here to hear that.
As the manner of some
is. Wait, brother, where you move from there for? That is a command stated in the negative.
It's
telling us not to be away from the assembly or from the church. Don't stay away from worship. That's a command in the negative. Now that is brought up. That's not really why I come to this passage. Read on.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together
mm-hmm.
as the manner of some is
mm-hmm.
but exhorting one another
mm-hmm.
and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Mm-hmm.
For if we sin willfully...
Wait. Somebody might be wondering, why did he come to this passage to prove about that there is one Savior? I'm coming, brother. Read. For if we sin willfully...
After that we have received...
After we have received the knowledge of Christ's truth, if we turn our back and arrogantly just go on sinning, don't care, doing wrong, living wrong, and don't care... And read, brother.
See the knowledge of the truth. There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
Amen.
You see, it seems if that you get it, you look upon me like you get it. you know, this is a wonderful passage.
That's right.
This passage is telling us that one person has been sacrificed.
Amen.
And there will not be any other sacrifice.
Amen.
That's why our salvation is common.
Right.
One Savior in the person of Jesus Christ. One sacrifice made by Jesus Christ. The passage the brother just read points out that there will not be any other sacrifice for sin. What is it saying? That there is one doctor in town. That is Dr. Jesus Christ to deal with our spiritual diseases. And we are saying to you that if you are here this morning, you need to think about that one Savior. That's why Jude, brother to Jesus Christ, describe our salvation as being common, mean It is that one thing that is shared by all, but reason two, it is common. All of salvation in Jesus Christ is common because it alone meets the spiritual and eternal need of every man and every woman. Let me throw something out right here. The Lord did not meet man's spiritual need. You see, I like to give brata, and that is brata. That is something extra. Because everybody know how kind I am. So I give you that. I repeat. It is a common salvation because this salvation. Remember, you know, brothers and sisters. You know one of the striking things about Christ and Christianity? The Almighty God. Listen. The Almighty God. Plan Christianity to come along, that is Christ, Bible says, when the fullness of time, to come along when the wisest of the Greek philosophy had failed.
Amen.
That's right. The Greek philosophy had hundreds of years. And when philosophy started, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, the Greek world thought that that would solve man's problem. But that failed. It came along, Jesus Christ came along, when the law failed.
Amen.
Bible says, when the fullness of time. So I'm here to tell you that the salvation is described as common because it alone meets all our spiritual and eternal need. Nothing else. No philosophy, no religion, no law. Have I not read somewhere in the book of Galatians? Is it chapter 2 and some 19 verse of some there 3? That if there is a law given, that could have given life. Righteousness would have come by that. But the law failed, and everything failed. Only Jesus Christ meet the spiritual need of man, this salvation. I mean the need of everyone. May I have your attention here? Let us hear how the Bible described this need. This need created by sin is expressed in many ways. For example, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 through 4. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Revelation 22, 16 to 17. What are you on, Brother Mitchell? Why is this salvation common? Why is it common? Why is it described as being common? Pointed out because there is one and only one Savior. We are on the second point that because this salvation in Christ meet the spiritual and eternal need of every person. Here, this need brought about by sin is described in many ways. Isaiah 55, 1 through 4.
For everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters.
Are you here? Huh? You hear? It is describing the need created by sin, and it describes it as a thirst. It is a need. It is a longing. Way back in Isaiah, you know, it was describing the salvation that would be available in Christ. Come, everyone that was thirsted. Read again, but, brother.
Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters.
Come ye to the water.
And he that hath no money.
And you that have no money.
Come ye, buy and eat.
Wait, brother, we remember that it was purchased not with money, but by the blood of Christ. That's why we don't need money to buy. In fact, you can't buy it. It is priceless. Come and buy.
And eat.
And eat.
Yea, come.
Come.
buy wine and milk without money.
Wait. All these descriptions, wine and milk, is describing in a rough way the salvation that would be available in Christ. Read on.
And without Christ. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfieth not.
What verse is that?
Verse 2.
Read, brother.
Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Let your soul delight itself. This passage is describing the salvation that is available in Christ, but it is also describing the need created by sin. Run to Matthew 28, verse 28, chapter 11. Let us hear it, Revelation 22. But let us hear Matthew first.
Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Brother Averick, here again is the need created by sin described as labor and heavy
laden.
Sin is a burden.
Amen.
It's a burden that you or I and our own cannot lift. And Jesus Christ knows that. So Jesus Christ calls sinners. He said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
And I will give you rest.
What are you talking about? That this common salvation in Jesus Christ meet our spiritual and eternal need. Read on. What verse is that?
That's verse 28.
Read on.
Take my yoke upon you. And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart.
Jesus Christ says, I'm meek and lowly in heart.
And ye shall find
you
rest.
You shall find rest for your soul. That's what Christ is here to offer. Rest from all the stress and the toil and the tears and the problem and the fear and the need and the frustration of life. That's what Jesus Christ is here to offer. In Jesus Christ, the salvation that he offers meet the need of everyone. That's why it is a common salvation. Revelation 22, 16, 17.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David.
Christ said, I'm the root and the offspring of Jesse.
And the bright and morning star.
And the bright and morning star.
And the Spirit and the bride say, come.
And the Holy Spirit and the church says, come.
And let him that...
Wait, brother! Somebody say, there he's adding to the Bible. The Bible said the Spirit and the bride, and him said the Spirit and the church. What do you think the bride is? The church.
That's right.
So it is the Holy Spirit and the church of Christ playing the mouthpiece for Jesus Christ and inviting you. What it says, brother, come.
Come. And let him that heareth say, come.
And let him, those of us who hear the gospel, we must also extend the invitation.
Amen.
That's the church. Read on.
And let him that is athirst come.
Let him. You see, here is the need created by sin described as a thirst. Let him that is athirst
come.
Says come.
And whosoever will.
And everyone who is willing.
Let him take the water of life freely.
You see what Christ offer? What I'm saying, brothers and sisters, at this point, is that it is a common salvation because it meets the spiritual and eternal need of every man and every woman. We go on to the third point. Why is this salvation common? Our salvation in Jesus Christ is common because it offers forgiveness, cleansing, sanctification, and eternal peace. you forget? Let me start again. This salvation in Jesus Christ is common. Because the salvation in Christ offers forgiveness. It offers cleansing. It offers us being set apart by God. It offers that to everyone on the very same term and condition. That's why it is common. Same term, same condition. Mr. Mitchell, I'm here as a visitor, or I'm here as a young Christian in the Church of Christ. I don't understand what you mean. It means that whatever I did to access that salvation, you will have to do the very same thing. It means the very way the 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost became Christian. You have to become a Christian the very same way. That's why it is common. Because everybody has to obey the same thing. That's why it is common. That's why. On the very same term, Jews and Gentiles. You know. Wait. You know, it would look almost convenient if God had provided certain condition for Jew and certain condition for Gentile. Isn't that wrong? Wouldn't that? Yes. You know, the Jews, they grew up the whole history. The Almighty God had them curdly religious atmosphere. You would not expect God to have the same term for Jews and Gentiles. Somebody say, you're sure you're right about that? Jew and Gentile have the same. You know what we're going to do now? We are going to look on two people. Look here, look. Quiet. Dedicated but ignorant. Educated but ignorant. In fact, he was a murderous person. He was an injurious person. He was a blasphemous person. But he was a Jew. Have some religion about him too. And then we are going to look at a Gentile. What a Gentile religion. Mighty God sent terms and condition for them. Let us look first on the Jews. Let us look at Acts chapter 9. In fact, let us look at Cornelius first. Acts 10, 43 and 47.
To him give all the prophets witness, that through this man, that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins.
Wait, Brother Fisher. Read that again. The brother is reading Acts 10:43, and then he will step down to 47.
To him gave all the prophets witness.
All the prophets testify that in Jesus Christ,
that through his name,
through Christ, that one Savior,
whosoever believes in him,
anyone who believes in Christ
shall receive remission of sins.
You know what that means, brother? It means, yes, Jews and Gentiles, yes, shall receive remission of sins.
Can any man forbid water?
Can any man forbid
water?
Water?
That these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?
Read on.
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Gentile. That's a Gentile. Cornelius. He had to be taught. He had to believe, because that's what Peter just commented on, that anyone who believes. And you know what? He had to be baptized.
Yes.
Now let us go to Aduna, see if it is the same condition. Let us hear Acts 22 verse 10 and verse 15 following. Here is the injurious, murderous Saul. Now, the man we have just read of Cornelius was a good man. It's just time that limit us where we couldn't tell you about Cornelius' religious goodness. Yet, he had to do the very same thing that this murderer Saul did. Read, brother.
And I said, what shall I do, Lord?
What shall I do, Lord?
And the Lord said,
wait, brother Fisher, here is Saul. Having been struck blind by the Almighty God. What did you say, Mr. Mitchell? Yes. The Almighty God sometimes have to blind some people to make them see. Are you there? I have stated many times that suffering is redemptive. Are you there? The Almighty God would like you to respond to Jesus Christ under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the Almighty God has to get your attention to some tragedy and catastrophe and suffering. This is a case where Paul was first blinded by God. It was then that he saw that the religious path he was traveling was wrong. Read, brother.
And the Lord said unto me, arise and go into Damascus.
Get up and go into Damascus.
And there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do.
Wait. Things for you to do what?
Appointed for thee to do.
Wait. When he go to the preacher will tell him all that God wanted him to do to get forgiveness and cleansing. Let us hear.
For thou shalt be his witness.
Now you may step now where he went. Verse 15 following.
For thou shalt be his witness unto all men.
Uh-huh.
Of what thou hast seen and heard.
Read on.
And know.
And now.
Why tarriest thou?
Why? Wait. We're asking our wonderful visiting friends who are not Christian, the same question. What are you waiting on? When you have come in touch with Jesus' truth and realize that Christ went to Calvary for your sin, what are you waiting on? The word tarry means to wait. So the preacher asks this murderous man, why wait?
Arise.
Get up.
And be baptized.
And get baptized.
And wash away thy sins.
Wait, you see what baptism does? This is not any church doctrine. This Amen. Is God's doctrine. That you get baptized to wash away your sin. That's right. The Church of Christ didn't put it here. But thank God we believe it.
Amen.
And thank God we preach it. Because otherwise we would not be preaching God's truth. Get up and get baptized for the removal of your sin. You notice again that this murderous man had to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But we are not true with the fact that both Jews and Gentiles, God's salvation in Christ is common because it offers forgiveness, cleansing, sanctification, eternal peace on the very same term and condition to everyone. Let us hear Romans 3, 22. In fact, you could just as well to read Acts 15:9.
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe.
You see, Brother Fisher, like up. Unto all
and upon
and
all
upon all
of them that believe, for there is no difference.
You know, for me, the biggest word in that passage, there is no difference.
That's right.
You all get the point? The salvation in Christ is common because there is a sameness.
Amen.
No difference. In a few minutes, we'll be talking about you have your faith, I have mine. You have your church, I have mine. Something wrong there.
That's right.
Jesus Christ has just said
there is no difference.
Difference. That was Romans. What about Acts 59? No difference. And what about 1 Corinthians 4:17?
And put no difference.
And put
no difference.
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 I'm trying to brainwash them, bro. Put
no difference.
Everybody get. There is no difference. When you talk about Baptist faith and Roman Catholic faith, there is a difference there. You use these words to differentiate them. But that is Satan and man-made. God says,
and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith.
Everybody gets it? That's why it is common. There is no difference. There is a same name to salvation. That's right. And Christian, there are some of you here who look at the different church and say, there is no difference. My God, how can you ever say that? They have different worship, they have different doctrine, they have different name. Eh? Eh? But the Bible said that was not done by God. God put
no difference.
It's for that reason the passage in Corinthians is 4:17.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
For this cause, have I sent unto you Timotheus,
uh-huh,
who is my beloved son, and
uh-huh,
faithful in the Lord,
uh-huh,
who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways,
uh-huh,
which be in Christ,
uh-huh,
as I teach everywhere in every church.
Everybody get that? Timothy going to remind you that I preach the same thing?
Yeah.
Everywhere in every church.
That's right.
No different. That's why it is common. When Jude wrote about the common salvation, these are some of the things he had in mind. Everybody share the same thing. But not only that, our salvation is common because of... Wait, I've just dealt with the offer. Are you there? I've just dealt with the fact that our salvation in Jesus Christ is common because it offers forgiveness, cleansing, sanctification, eternal peace on the same term. Now, the other point, our salvation in Jesus Christ is common because all must obey the very same terms and condition. But I'm not true with that. From the very same source. Make sure when you do obedience to the gospel, it's not some tradition handed down.
Amen.
By somebody. The very same terms and condition from the very same source. Philippians chapter 3, verse 16.
Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
Brother Webb, haven't we been told that there is no difference? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, this confirms it.
That's right.
Every true Christian must walk by the same rule.
Let us mind
the same thing.
Same thing.
Everybody is there. That's why it is a common salvation. Same. Whatever you do to become a Christian, I must do the same.
Amen.
Whatever you do to live the Christian life, I must do the same. Whatever you do to worship God, I must do the same. Whatever you do as obligations as a Christian, I must do the same. The Bible is teaching that. Are you all there? Are you all there? May I? There is no multiple choice in this salvation. I want to just talk a little about that. There is no multiple choice in this salvation. Why? There is only one Savior. Amen. There is only one plan of salvation. Amen. What do you mean, Mr. Mitchell? All must become a Christian the very same way. There is only one worship. There is only one church. Somebody down there said, did I hear him right? Well, let us talk a little about that. May I? Our salvation in Christ is common because, in fact, probably this is the last point, even though there are two, at least two or three or four other important points, but let me make this the last one. Hopefully I can make it the last one. Our salvation in Jesus Christ is common because all race, all nationality, all community, all family must be saved in the one and the same organization or the same church. Christian, learn this too. When Jude wrote about the common salvation, these are some of the things. Jude knew that Jesus Christ did not create a Gentile church and a Jewish church. That's right. He did not create a church for the Roman and a church for those living in Jerusalem. It was one church, though they meet different places. They all became Christian the very same way. They conducted their lives the same godly fashion. They worshiped the same way. Their obligations and responsibility were the same. That's why it is common. One church. But Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15 and 16 says,
let us having abolished in the flesh.
Having abolished in his flesh.
The enmity.
You know that word, Brother Fisher, means the division.
Yeah.
That's one of the concepts in it. The division. There was a time when there was division between Jews and Gentiles. God Satan only own the Jews. Read up.
Even having abolished in his flesh the enmity,
mm-hmm.
even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man.
Wait, Brother Fisher, the King James there, you know, in case you don't understand it, to make, wait, of the two. See how me make the one big? That nobody can. To make of the two one.
Amen.
That is to make. You're not going to have Jews and Gentile anymore.
That's right.
You know, so much ignorance exists in the religious world. Christian and visiting friend. The Almighty God is saying that he will not have a Jewish church and a Gentile church, two church. Why we today think God going to be satisfied with some 300? Now you tell me. Here God is saying that God has the power and he has the will if he wants. Of course, it was contrary to his nature to have two church, a Gentile church and a Jewish church. God says, no, I'm going to cut out the two business. You know what that God says? Yeah. I'm going to have one church. To make in himself
of twain,
of the two,
one new man.
One new man. Wait, that is not talk about an individual. The new man there is the church of Christ. That's right. The new man there is the church of Christ. One church. You want us to tell you more? Read. What verse is that?
Verse 15.
What did I say? 15 and 16.
Yeah. And that he might reconcile both in...
And that he might reconcile both who, Brother Fisher, help me here.
Jews and Gentiles.
Jews and Gentiles. Wait. He's going to reconcile. Bring them back to him in Roman Catholic Church. That's one. In Baptist Church. That's
in one body.
In how many?
One body.
How many?
One body.
Why can't you all accept what God says? Why do you want to justify? And you want to tell me, Brother Mitchell, all these churches are the same. They cannot be the same when they have different rules. One body.
By the cross.
By the cross. That's verse 16?
Yes.
You are going to turn now to 3:6.
That the Gentiles should be fellow hearers.
Wait, somebody not listening. Start again.
That the Gentiles should be fellow hearers.
Start again.
That the Gentiles should be fellow hearers.
Three.
And of the same body.
Wait. So everybody heard that? Could God be plainer than he is here? No, sir. The same church. That's why it is a common salvation. Anyway, you belong to a different church from me, something is wrong, but it's not with the Bible. Something is wrong that jeopardizes our soul, because God's plan is that we all be saved in the same body, which is the same church. That's why it is a common salvation. Let me just use some illustration now, and probably the sermon will be yours if I'm not tempted to go further. If the scripture is correct, and it is correct, there can be no Roman Catholic faith, Seventh-day Adventist faith, Methodist faith, Pentecostal faith, giving us multiple choice and option. If the scripture is right, that cannot be. Because God does not give us multiple choice.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you sit in the examination room and the person who make up the exam give you multiple choice. Choose from these. Pick any two or any three. Huh? The shaking head saying do that a lot. Sorry for those students. Anyway, but God does not give us that choice. You know the other point I was going to, but I'm not going to get to go to it. Is this business where it says there is one faith? How many? How many? And yet we talk about Baptist faith, Roman Catholic faith, and Seventh-day Adventist. Where you get that? I've just mentioned about four there, and God says there. You know what that word means? One faith, one body of belief.
Amen.
One body of doctrine. One. That's why it is a common salvation. Everybody has to drink or eat from the same pot. Everybody has to take the same medication. Brother Mitchell, I don't understand. Well, let me. You know. Let me illustrate. If there are 10,000 patients suffering from the same disease, you know, time runs out on me. When you have things to do, let me tell you, I wonder what is happening. I remember when I did community health in college, I have the textbook, and I took it up this morning, just to find where it... was some umpteen years ago, well over 40 years ago, when I studied, and we are some Middle East, I don't remember if you were a U.S. soldier who suffered from, they call it beriberi, something like that. You know, and I believe they discovered that either they lack fruit in their diet. And after a few days of giving them all of them the very same nutrition, the very same thing. They recover. If all of us suffer from the same disease, we'll have to take the same medicine. For you, all of us suffer from the same disease, sin.
That's right. Amen.
And you know, there is only one doctor, it's Jesus Christ. I have some news for you. He prescribed one medicine. You're talking foolishness about Baptist faith, Methodist faith, and there is no such thing in God's salvation. Huh? All of us, multiple choice, are seen today in churches and doctrine and faith plan of salvation worship is brought about by Satan and sin. Where you can have your church and I can have mine. I can have my faith and your... No, sir. When it is like that, it's not common salvation. May I? 20 of us going on a picnic. Are you there? Huh? That is a trip. Each of us, we were told to bring our picnic basket of lunch. Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Are you all there? Some bring jerk pork. That's what was in your picnic basket. In another person's picnic basket was jerk chicken. In another person's picnic basket was stew peas and rice. Huh? In another person's picnic basket was curry goat. Are you there? In another person's picnic basket was steamed fish. We went to our picnic and when time come to it, each person choose the tree that they want to sit under, spread out their towel, take out their picnic basket, and each eat what each brought. Are you there?
Yeah.
There is nothing common about that.
That's right. That's right.
Huh. Watch here now. When, however, you ask neighbors to cook one pot, jerk pork, and everybody from the line, well, jerk pork and rice and peas, and you bring your plate, a piece of jerk pork is put and some rice and peas. The other person, piece of jerk pork, rice and peas. And the 100 person or the 200 person, jerk pork, rice and peas. That is common.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody had the very same thing.
Amen.
You know what Satan and man made, disobedient men have done? They have created where everybody brought their own picnic basket of religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You carry your Baptist religion and you think that going to please God. You carry, just like the man who carries basket with his jerk pork. You carry your, the other man carries curry goat. You carry your Methodist religion and you think that going to please God. No, there is nothing common about that. Huh? One passage, brother. And if I ever go on to another passage, somebody come and pull my coat here. One passage. 2 Kings chapter 4. 38. 2 Kings chapter 4. 38 following.
Elisha came again
mm-hmm.
to Gilgal.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a dearth in the land.
There was a famine in the land.
And the sons of the prophets
uh-huh.
were sitting before him.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto his servants,
the sons of the prophet, those who were under Elijah's training. Elijah said to, go on.
Set on the great pot.
brother, set on the big pot. Wait, brother. See, everybody will have to eat from that pot. That's going to be common.
Set
on the great pot.
And see the and seed pottage. the sons of the prophets.
And one
went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine.
Country people call it pepper pot or vegetable soup. That's right. That's right. Nice and wonderful when it's cooked by country people. We don't know about the town people. That's right. Read, brother.
And gather it thereof wild birds, lapful, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage.
And shred them into
the pot of pottage.
The pot of pottage. That is the pepper pot soup. Wait, brother, take time. I'm closing. He called it the great pot, brother. Big pot. Big pot. Big pot. Read.
For they knew them not.
That's right. Somebody went out and instead of picking cabbage and whatever else, they picked, caught some vegetable that was poisonous. Read on.
So they poured out for the men to eat.
They poured out. Out of what, Brother Webb?
The pottage.
Out of the great pot. Brother Webb, Brother Matthew, were there 10 different pots?
One pot.
One pot. Read on.
And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there's death in the pot.
Oh, Lord of mercy. No, Brother Webb, they cried out. You know why? Not just one. Everybody ate from the same pot. And because the poison was there, everybody was affected by it. That's why the salvation in Jesus Christ is common. Jesus Christ has only one pot. Everybody will have to eat from it. And if you are not eating from that one pot, that is the one doctrine, the one same church, the one kind of worship, the one plan of salvation, The same obligation, the same life and conduct. If you are not, if you permit church and man to deceive you, one church tell you you do not have to be baptized to be saved when God says you have to. One church tell you that you can engage in spiritual dance when the Bible says let whatever you do be done decently and orderly. Then you are in a lot of problem and the Church of Christ is here to help you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the salvation in Jesus Christ is common because of all these reasons. I'm sorry I don't have time today to talk more about the one faith. That's why it is common, because there is but one body of doctrine, one body of teaching. But you have heard enough to respond to Jesus Christ. And it is God's will and God's wish for you to respond and become a part of this one church, the Church of Christ. Becoming a Christian the very same way people became Christian when the apostles were here. Hearing, believe, repent, and getting baptized with a resolve to live right. Being a part of the same church that the Bible says and the Lord added to, not the churches. The Lord added to the church those who are being saved. Right now, Jesus Christ is waiting. We are here to help you as we stand.